week. They removed a tumor from my side that was causing the high blood pressure. You know, some people go for a minor surgery, they don't come back. But God brought me back. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. To God be the name of, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. I want you to go to Book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 22. The subject today is a man after God's own heart. That's what I want to share with you today. But this morning, the Lord woke me up with an Igbo song or chorus. Chineke idema o idema, idema e, idema, idema, ide. Onye keluwa idema, idema, idema e, idema, idema, ide. Rejoice with me. Ke idema o idema, idema e. Idima, 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 idema, 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 idema. Amen. I am grateful to you all for praying for me. I am grateful to the church. The church took care of me with prayers, with finances, and different ways. I am grateful. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. The message might be long, it might be short, but I just go as the Spirit of God leads me. I was asking the Lord, I said, the question I asked him was personal. He said, go, just preach. Hallelujah. I want you to look at this scripture. I'm sure it's already there. And when they had removed him, he raised up unto them as David to be their king, whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Hallelujah. I want you to meditate on that verse. The first time the Lord gave it to me, I said, this is, should be in the Old Testament. I searched Old Testament over and over again until later I discovered it was in the book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 22. My question to you today is this. You want to be a man after God's own heart, a woman after God's own heart? What do you need to do? Love your enemies. Forgive them. Don't pay evil with evil. Please, let's look at Romans chapter 12, verse 17 to 21. Romans. Please, you can put, okay, it's already there. recompense to know my evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Don't ever provide or pay evil with evil. Because at the end, the Lord will fix you. It is good to pay evil with good. Amen? Now, there are a lot of freeways in America here now, especially in Phoenix. I remember in the 90s, I was holding Bible study in West Phoenix at 83rd Avenue. I was on I-10 one day. My speed was high, 60. Then I saw another vehicle in the mirror with tremendous speed. So I left that fast lane to let him pass. So when he passed, I went back there. Oh, this guy was angry. Oh, my. He came, he decided to slow down. And he was doing me like this. I was talking. Do you know I did not look at his direction? Because that is how people lose their own life on the freeway. I said, after he did that for a long time, he discovered I would not respond. Then he zoomed away. Who knows what the devil wanted to do that day? Don't pay evil with evil. Pay evil with good. Amen? Want to be a woman after God's own heart? I will give you a testimony. There's a brother I know very well. Somebody cut him off on the freeway here in Phoenix. Do you know he cost him thousands to get off from that case? He has to hire a lawyer. Not knowing there's a car, police car following them, watching everything. And he pursued that lady. And when the officer put on the light now, it was too late for him. He said, you see what that woman did? He said, I saw the whole thing. What you did is even worse. See, pursuing somebody on the freeway, cutting in between. You are not a policeman. How can you stop somebody who is driving recklessly? It's not good to pay evil with evil. It's not good to pay evil with evil. Pay evil with good. When there is something like that is happening, just say, Lord, help this person today. Let him not destroy life. Protect this person. And let the person arrive safely. The Lord will do that one. Amen? It was better than paying thousands to get off from that case. It was a criminal case. Be careful. Amen? Be a man after God's own heart. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Another thing you need to do is, this is Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. Because I heard when they were doing preview or review rider, there were some things I want to share with you today that was in that review. Proverbs 3, verse 5, 6. This is what the Lord says here. I remember in 1979 or so, I heard the audible voice of the Lord. He said, don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Amen? Anytime I go against that scripture, I live to suffer. To regret. See, my family didn't come here in time because of I disobeyed the word of the Lord. I saw other Christians going to Florida trying to get a green card. I decided to follow them. That is not God's way. If you want to be a man after God's own heart, seek the face of the Lord. We're going to see much of it in the life of David. Hallelujah. Don't lean on your own understanding. Your brain is limited. You don't know what is happening in downtown Phoenix right now. Do you know? Do you know what is even happening in your own house? Even if you can see them in your, if you get, have a video there, you can see them in your phone. But God knows everything. Both that is happening in Africa, South Africa, Nigeria, Syria alone, name it. God knows what is happening. Don't lean on your own understanding. Let God direct you. Let God speak to you. Let God show you things to come. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. I will just take skip that one and go to something else. Because I have a long way to go. Amen. Love God with all your heart. If you want to be a man after God's own heart, love God with all your heart. It didn't say some of your heart. All is all. The emphasis is on all. Love God with all of your heart, not some of your heart. Love God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind. I need to be well with you. The next point is, put God first in your life. That's Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing will be added. God continue to add it to you every day. Don't be jealous of anybody. Don't put yourself in a position of competition. You go to a family and say, my, this is beautiful. This is how I want my house to be. No. Just go by. As the Spirit of God leads you, the pace God is leading you. Continue like that. In the appointed time, you will not be owing a dime. It's of no use to compete because you want to be like that brother, want to be like that sister. You go into debt, begin to charge that plastic money, charge. That debt will come eventually and you have to pay. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Another thing you will discover in the life of David that he spent a lot of time praising God, writing psalms. The one assigned to David's name, about 72 psalms. If you check your Bible very well, you discover there were others who wrote psalms. But how many have you written? If you want to be a man after God's own heart, write poem to Jesus. Amen? Write psalms. Do you know, even if it's not published in the Bible, it's in God's record. Write a love letter to Jesus. Lord Jesus, I love you. Begin to speak right from the bottom of your heart unto the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now let's go to 1 Samuel. How am I doing so far? Hallelujah. You discover that I'm not preaching my old self yet. God's grace is upon me. It's helping me. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. This is 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 19 through 39. I'm not going to read the whole chapter. Just some things I will just pick up there. But there's something unique about David. Remember when the Amalekites came after David and his warriors? The children that were left, wives, all of them in the camp, they took all of them captive and set the place on fire. When they came back, when David and his followers, men of war, came back, there was no single person there again. He said they wept and wept until there was no strength. But the Bible says something about David. He encouraged himself in the Lord. No matter the trial of life, stir up yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. The Lord will show up. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord is good. Amen. Okay. I want us to skip that because I need to go to something else. This is Genesis 18 to 19. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great nation?
a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Hallelujah. Now, God said he will not hide anything from Abraham. But there was another scripture that I'm omitting here. Now, let us go to Genesis. I will find what I'm looking for. This is Genesis 19. What the Lord said there to Abraham was that, I thought I wrote it down. I prefer to write some scriptures down to save time. It's about fathers taking good care of their. Because God cited that concerning Abraham. And we saw it in the life of David. The same word was made manifest in the life of David. I'm sorry to say, today is Happy Father's Day. But there are fathers who are delinquent. It's true. I've seen, I've worked with inmates for 10 years. I heard reports. Because the fathers are not there, all of them, all the children are going to the jail. That is not good. In the name of Jesus, it will not happen to any of our children. Amen and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want you to see 2 Samuel. You see, David fulfilled the exact same word the Lord spoke to Abraham. Second Samuel, chapter 18, verse 14. Can somebody put it over there on the screen for us? The last portion of verse 14 Okay. Then said Joab, I may not tarry thus with thee. And he took 3 darts in his hand, and thrust them through the heart of Absalom. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Okay, but let me leave that one aside. But I want to lay emphasis on about inquiring and requiring on the face of the Lord, seeking the face of the Lord that David was doing. Often, over and over again. That is why he was victorious. That is why he was successful. But the negative side is that even while he was busy taking care of God's nation, God's people, he neglected his own family. And some things went wrong until his own son wanted to take over his kingdom, Absalom. And they were killing one another. God forbid that way in our family. In Jesus' name. Amen. Apart from that, David was doing what was right in seeking the face of the Lord. Okay, let's first of all look at the scripture. This is 1 Samuel 23, verse 2. 1 Samuel 23, verse 2. David inquired or seeking the face of the Lord to know when to go up against either the Philistines or the Amalekites and so on and so forth. It did not say because he had victory before, let me just go. No.
he decided to ask the Lord. When the Lord would reply him, say, go, and he will go. You will hear the sound of the mulberry tree. And that is what the David was doing. And the Lord will give him a victory from one stage to another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. First Samuel is already there. Okay. Therefore, David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go and smite thee, the Philistines? These Philistines. And the Lord said unto David, go, smite the Philistines, and save Keilah. And David did not just rush. He decided to hear from the Lord before taking that step. We encourage each and every one of us to always seek the face of God. Even coming to America, do you know the letter of invitation that was given to me by the man of God, Ned Frisby? It was not even signed. I took it to the embassy. And as the Lord leads me, there was a sermon book where my marriage photograph appeared. I took that one along. And I went for the interview. All the requirements were not there. No landed property, no house, except my wife and my children. So when I was there, came to my turn, and the interviewer said, how long have you been in contact with this ministry? I said, for a long time. He said, okay, where is the proof? I gave them the sermon book. I didn't know this letter, the invitation was not even signed until I got to America. That was enough for them to throw it away. Hallelujah. Because Nigerians were good in forming different type of things. Before that time, that thing happened, I was seeking the face of the Lord. There are some things we think we know, we don't know. I was interceding for myself. Do you know it's wrong to intercede for yourself? I was groaning, praying. And the Lord said, oh, ye that is born babe, if you know the owner of the earth, you would have asked him to give it unto you. That was a statement the Lord made. I said, Lord, give it to me. And he gave me the visa. Hallelujah. That was 1990. I came to America by myself. My hope was to just spend maybe a few months. At the point of entry, they gave me 6 weeks. Hallelujah. Are you praying for me? 6 weeks. The time was running out. All my plans were not working out. I decided to seek the face of God, whether to go back. He said, I brought you here for a mission, a missionary. When I said that unto a brother, he said, who are you? Americans are the missionaries. Who are you to say you are a missionary? If heaven says so, who is that man to disqualify you? For good 10 years, I was a missionary to the inmates. They are Americans. Before, Americans used to bring the gospel to us in Nigeria. Now I brought it to them. Do you know, some of them say, we used to bring the gospel to you people. You people are coming to us now, preaching to us. Hallelujah. Don't belittle yourself. The God of David is still alive. Jesus Christ yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. He is the one who is picking up a missionary here and there. Not church. I don't know, there are some denomination. They don't want some people to preach in the church. They send them to the field. But those ones were doing the missionary work. But when you look at their qualification, they are not qualified to be a missionary. Who is a missionary? You may classify them to be apostles. But they just take the gospel to one place to another. From one place to another. That's what they do. Hallelujah. Amen. David continued to inquire of the Lord. As he continued doing that, the Lord would speak to him. Either through the prophet, though he was a prophet, God can use another prophet to speak to a prophet. Amen. Don't lean on your own understanding. Another thing again, don't depend on the prophet. Because the Holy Spirit is given to you. The same Holy Spirit that will speak to the prophet will speak to you. Because some people, before they go to the market, Dugbe market, they need to hear from the prophet. No. Because you are going to Lagos, you need to hear from a prophet. The Holy Spirit will tell you what to do, whether to go or not to go. Amen? When he says, no, just stay. When the time comes, you can say, go. Because the way is not clear. There are robbers, highway robbers on the way. But the Holy Spirit will tell you not to go. He will lead you to all truth. He will show you things to come. Amen. And amen. There are some things I want to show you. The house of Eli the priest. Samuel was brought there as a child. It still baffles me today. How was that young boy to grow up in the midst of those children of Belial? That's what the Bible calls them. They were the high priest's sons, but somehow what they were doing was not good at all. Samuel was seeing all those things. It didn't affect him. Why? The mama was praying. Your prayers, amen, no matter how far, no matter where your children are, your prayers will reach them. Because God, who is your God, is over there. He can reach that person. I remember a testimony in the 90s. There was a man in New York that this own child became very stubborn, doing drugs or living on the street. He prayed and prayed, nothing happened. One day he declared, he said, right from today, this child is no longer my child. It's God's child. I hand him over unto the Lord. Then, weeks later, police came knocking on the door. Say, your son is dead. Whose son? Not my son. They were surprised. What is he talking about? It's your son. He said, it's not my son. And they went. They checked properly. Discovered he was not his son. Months later, the son came. Bright. Clean. Now. Filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Your children are God's children. God put you as a caretaker into their lives. To raise them up for him. Not for you. For him. To his glory. Hallelujah. And because of that, the young man became a man of God indeed, filled with the Holy Spirit. God used him mightily. That same God is still alive. Jesus Christ yesterday, today, and forever. Amen and amen. That's just one testimony. There are other series of testimonies. Now remember David. He was at least the 8th son. The first three were already in the military under Saul. But this boy was the one taking care of the sheep in the wilderness. Something was wrong with that picture. My last boy, who is not strong enough, a teenager, who sent him to the wilderness to take care of animals. Wild animals will come. What will he do? Remember when King Prophet Samuel anointed him. The Spirit of God came upon him. That is what made a difference. Because of the Spirit of God that was upon him, he was not afraid of death. Every other thing was subject to him. Why? Because of the Spirit of God that was in King David. Do you notice that same Spirit is in you? Amen? That same Spirit of God is in you. Now, his own qualification was that he killed a lion, he killed a bear, that is able to come against the Philistines. This Goliath. Remember, his senior brothers were there. He said, now you came to see the war. What war? Have you ever asked yourself that question? What war? There was no war going on. For good 40 days, this giant will come out. Give me a man. If I kill him, you become our servants. If you kill me, we become your servants. For 40 days, he was making that noise. And they couldn't do nothing. Even his senior brothers couldn't do nothing. King David couldn't do, King Saul couldn't do nothing. But remember, when he allowed David to do that, and that was the turning point, the end of King Saul's reign. There was an exchange in the realm of the spirit. David became the king, though physically he was not a king yet. But Saul was after him from day to day to kill him, because he saw something in that boy. Now, let me ask you a question. Can you use a catapult to kill a squirrel? Huh? You know what is called catapult, slim shot. It will take the help of God for you to get a squirrel. Not to talk of. Although that man, Goliath, was so big, 9 feet tall. Another translation says 13 feet tall. Now, when it comes to wrestling or fighting, I cannot face Shaquille O'Neal. No Shaquille O'Neal, who used to play for Lakers. The guy is so big. And Goliath was bigger than that guy. And here is a little boy, a teenager, coming out. It's like a joke. If God be for you, who can be against you? Remember what the Bible says in book of Luke 10:19. You will tread upon serpents and scorpions over all the powers of the enemy. Nothing shall by enemies hurt you. Everybody say it. Nothing shall by enemies hurt me. Amen. When God says nothing, he means nothing. No, he's not joking. No. It's not the president of America that is talking. This is God himself talking. When he says nothing shall by enemies hurt you, he means it. Nothing. Heaven will back up that word. If he can find somebody who can believe him, he will back it up. If you can only stay on that scripture and be saying it all over your living room throughout the whole night, nothing shall by enemies hurt me. Nothing shall by enemies hurt. God will see to you that it is true. Hallelujah. Though the letter killeth, the spirit giveth life. The more you meditate on it and you say it, things begin to turn around. Turn around. Turn around. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. Now, apart from David becoming the king, there were his uncle's children became a problem for him. Zeruiah, that was his uncle. And they were in the military. They were good fighters. But do you know what they did? When King Saul was late, later his captain decided to come and meet David. And they want to hand over the kingdom to David. The sons of Zeruiah connived together. They said, this guy came and David sent him away. Then the captain of David now went to David. He said, why did you let your enemy to go? It was jealousy. He knew David would make that guy captain in future. He came aside, called him aside. As he was talking, he just pierced him And that guy was a warrior. But thank God, David did not take it as an advantage. David wept seriously. People were watching the behavior of David. Hallelujah. When people you claim to be your enemy, if they die, don't rejoice. Don't rejoice. David was not rejoicing that King Saul died. And even the captain, is it Abner or Joab? I'm missing the two names now. But David was not happy. He wept even to the grave where they buried him. And he said, Israelites were watching the action of David. People are watching you. How you react to situation. Hallelujah. I made mention of Eli and what his sons did earlier. But remember, God said, the priest saw what was going on. He did not do anything about it. Amen? We should do something about what is going on in our family. You cannot kill your own child, but you can take days aside in fasting and praying, and God will do something. Pastor Peter made mention of a young man. He said, the Lord will corner you. Yes, your prayers are not wasted. Prayers are offered up. They are stored up in golden vials. And in due time, the answers will begin to come in thunders. Amen. Let me try and bring this to a close. I was supposed to sing a song for you. I believe the Lord wanted me to go that way, the way we went. But I will just sing one song, one hymn. Fear no little flock, from the cross to the throne, from death into life, he went for his own. All pardoning it, all power above is given to him for the flock of his Lord. Only believe, only believe, all things are possible. Only believe, only believe, only believe. All things are possible, only believe. Fear no little flock, he go ahead. Your shepherd selected the path you must tread. The waters of Mara, he will sweeten for thee. He drank all the bitter in Gethsemane. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible. Jesus is here. Amen. I remember those days when my father was raising me up. It was not easy on me because I did not know book. You understand what that term is? He said I was not intelligent. My elder brother was very, very intelligent. But thank God, if you spare the rod, you spoil the child. I was going on the way of the world. I would have died as an armed robber. Thank God my father did not spare the cane. Amen. Do you know when I was born again, late 75?
76, early in the morning one day, I heard the Spirit of God speaking to me, say, go and preach to your dad. Say, me? Headmaster? Me? No, no book. So go and preach to my dad. I just wave it away. And the voice said, he said, go and talk to your daddy. He said, if a brother comes now, and you say, brother, let's go there. Talk to my daddy. He says, is it because I have come? For that, I just had to go to my father's living room. I went there. I started talking. And my father fell on his knees. He said, my son, please pray for me. It wasn't my intention to go to a medicine man. My mother asked me to go so that my sickness will be healed. I was shouting, death is at the door! Death is at the door! I didn't know he was going to die a week from that day. But thank God I obeyed the Lord. So don't belittle your children. I saw this brother Lamis last born. The rain was coming upon that child. Please train that child for the Lord. God is going to use that child mightily. Amen. Then that day when I was talking to my dad, there was a man who was there that day. It was a man who gave him injection that led to his death. And before that time, I was, because I fear nobody, I would talk. One day, my uncle was there. I said, see my father who is educated, and see this Ogumagala that he is talking to. This one will be treating you. And my uncle said, keep your mouth shut. I said, no. Not knowing that was the man who was going to kill my dad. He went to stadium on October 2nd, 1976. When he came home, he said, Mommy, I almost fell in the stadium today. That night he started throwing up. We thought it's something we can resolve, but we couldn't. By the time we made up our mind to take him to the hospital, when we got to a specialist hospital, they said we should go and buy drip. Went everywhere, couldn't find nothing. In the morning we were came back, it was already gone. That was painful. I'm happy today that I will see my dad again. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. I was just a young believer. I didn't know how to preach. No. The little I knew, I was sharing with him. And he fell on his knees and said, Dad, son, pray for me. Our children, the little they know, if they come around to share something with you, listen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And amen. Let's stand and pray. To God be the glory, great things he has done. So loved he the world that he gave all his son. Atonement for sin. And open the life gate. That all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the air hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father. Through Jesus the Son, I give him the glory, great things he has done.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the air hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give the glory. Great things he has done.
Let's pray. Lord, thank you. You know, this is not my best. You are the one that minister your word to your people. Thank you for giving them the grace to listen to me today. Bless them, Lord. Help them to remain strong. Even as your coming is at the door, that they will grow stronger and stronger every day. Lord, that they will look up to you for everything. They will not lean on their understanding. Lord Jesus, thank you for the children that are being raised up in this country, both the one known and unknown to us. Let your hand be upon them. Send someone to them. Lord, they may be in the jail. They may be among bad friends. Lord, send your angels. Open their eyes to see. I help them. Their lives will turn around. Will break every curse, every yoke, every bondage. All tactics of the enemy will spoil it with the blood of the Lamb. Arise, O God. Let all your enemies scatter in this nation. In the name of Jesus. And let the fire of revival fall in this nation. That you promised to do in Phoenix, Arizona, fulfilling Isaiah 35. Lord, the time has come, Papa. Do it. In the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for willing women. They be believing you for a fair weather. Let it be fair weather here in Phoenix, Arizona. That, Lord, the cloud will cover the sun. Lord, to your glory and to your praise, we decree to be so. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that grant the journey masses from different nations they are coming from. Lord, let your presence be tangible in there, that your power will fall and spread all over. That prayer, spirit of prayer will come upon this nation. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Glory be unto you. In Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to give our offering. We'll sing that chorus again. Chineke idema, idema. Edema, chineke, edema, 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 ke edema, 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 chineke, edema, 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 edema. Idema, 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 Edema, 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 Edema,
Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema, Edema.
Praise the Lord.
I want you to shout seven hallelujah on my behalf.
Praise the Lord. 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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. It's a miracle I'm walking. People who have a similar stroke, blood on both sides, some are not, they are not still able to walk today. But I'm not a wheelchair, but I'm able to walk around. I'm going back to my normal self in a few weeks. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for praying for me. The Lord reward you hundredfold and supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Amen. Father, we bless this offering. Bless your children. For that they've given unto the Lord, load them. Bless their accounts. Lord, with miracle money, let it come to their family. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.